Crystal Hit Music.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be
good evening to all listeners. Thank you for tuning in, those within Ghana and those outside the country. It's always a privilege to come your way Saturday evenings. The way the year is running fast is like so fast. I mean, first March, and I remember 31st December. It's as if it was just a few days ago. I mean, wow, time is running fast. Okay, so last week, I had this interesting discussion with Pastor Billy Bonsu of the SU, and it was quite an insight that we had, insightful discussion. And those on the broadcast list and those in, online and all, they had a download to listen and share and all that. So we are continuing this evening, and I believe you can alert your friends, parents, to also know what is happening, to tune in to Spirit FM 88.3, Kumasi, and then for online, the link, you can, if you get it, Spirit FM online is there, and then the tune in Spirit FM, Spirit 88.3 FM, you can also get it there. And I believe more parents should know what is happening so that they can be informed to know how to pray, to know how to be aware of the times we are in, what is happening in the schools and all. So this is Eben, and thanks for tuning in. For the purpose of this discussion, I'm not doing the news segments as I normally do, because I really need a lot of time to we have to talk. So I've curtailed that aspect, but just briefly, there was one news item I sent to yesterday I sent to you as well, the Christian Methodist school in Accra. And you know, when I saw the news headline, let me just look for that report and then just read a summary of it. So this was just yesterday. So City News has it that police boost security at Christian Methodist School after students clashed with local youth. So they had this exchange, and there were other videos I saw, some were having knives on them, scissors on them, and all that. So they had to escort the students out in batches so that they can safely go home. And I remember I think I sent you the message that I remember a prophet saying, or I think this other friend that I sent to, I remember a prophet in the beginning of the year said parents should pray, because this year we'll be having issues in schools, secondary schools, chaos and confusion and all that. So when I saw this, I said, wow, this is beginning to rear its ugly head. And indeed, it's very unfortunate, because I think the Interco in Cape Coast, to a student died. Why should a student die just out of sports? We are having a whole breed of misbehavior in the schools, which clearly is not normal. It's beyond the way we've known things all these years. So that's also okay. Yeah, and then yeah, okay, thanks Ben. You can also listen to it on Radio Garden. Yeah, Radio Garden. You can also listen to Spirit FM there. Yeah, thanks for the reminder. Okay, all right. Okay, so well, a lot is happening in the world, so many things, the news. There was one statistic I saw. I mean, I'll defer it to my subsequent programs, but you know, I love these statistics because it gives a better view of what is happening. And I keep repeating that though it's mainly US most of the time, it gives a certain perception as to, it gives a better understanding of what is happening. And it's very unfortunate that the number, Christianity is really taking a hit in terms of the numbers, the percentage of people who profess to be Christians, who have the worldview, I mean, based on the Bible and all that. The numbers keep going down. It's very unfortunate because, you see, I remember a speech that former president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, gave, in which he was addressing, I think, a Christian leaders program. And he said, everywhere you pass, you find churches everywhere, and yet sin is increasing. So, I mean, really speaking, I mean, he said it in a jovial way, but he was really chastising the church leadership. Churches. And I agreed with him on that score, because, you see, clearly something is amiss. We can't be having more churches, and yet we are having more sin in the communities. Especially when you are told that your percentage of the percentage of Christians in the country is, I mean, very high. So who are the ones committing the crimes? Who are the ones committing the sins? I mean, I was told of a case where armed robbers were arrested, where Central Police Kumasi here, and one of them had an armband of a church. And the way some police members so angry, it's so quiet, sorry. It's zero, so it's like they were so angry, because how, what, everybody claims is a Christian, everybody claims. I mean, years back here, I mean, our junction here, this main road, you know, the prostitute joints here, they stand there on the highway, the main road, sorry. And I remember those times, one of the workers here, no longer here, he was going to buy food in the evening. Those times somebody used to sell bread and egg there in front. And whilst he was standing there waiting to be served, he overheard one of the ladies say, he's coming to work a little before he goes for all night. He said, hey, coming to work a little before she goes for all night. Wow. Anyway, the program is Issues of Life, and I'm Eben. So I have Pastor Billy Bonsu in the studio this evening. And last week, we started discussing some of the things happening in the schools. I mean, I sent the link to friends, and one friend was so, it's like, she doesn't know what to do, because, like, the things you were saying and she's hearing, she's confused, because it's like, what is happening? What is happening? And this evening, afternoon, I was having a chat with a friend, a parent. We are friends, and we were discussing school issues and all that, what's happening and all that. And it's very alarming and worrying, because you see, something is happening, and parents really need to wake up. Parents need to wake up. The reason why we are discussing these things is we are starting with the negatives first, what is actually happening, so that there will be a wake-up call. Then we'll move into what needs to be done and what we should be doing and how to sustain it and all that. So I know we didn't finish with the ills that are happening. So let's continue from there in this evening's edition.
Well, let me begin by thanking Spirit FM for giving us this opportunity. I mean, Scripture Union, and also to thank you for the opportunity to bring to the attention of listeners things that are happening in the school, which I'm sure most of them are not aware. By God's grace, we are in touch with students. Like I said last week, we go there for a day mission. We go there for 3 days missions. And when we go there, we spend a lot of time with them. And that is where we have opportunity whereby students come to us to share with us their burdens, things that are troubling them, issues that they are going through. They open up to us. So we are able to help them, those that are medical, those that are spiritual, those that we need to talk to them, we do that. So if there is any time where we really need to do more in the schools by spending a lot of time with them to help them, this is the time. And if there is any time where parents really need to be involved and also be concerned, this is the time. If there's any time where stakeholders of our education institutions need to come together to sit up, this is the time. If there's any time where churches need to wake up, this is the time. Because the students, most of them also come from churches, from their churches, and they come there and they are the ones who are doing the same thing. You know, they are leading double lives. When they are in church,
I think you pause on that particular note, because I was told this friend that was chatting was talking of lecturer on campus, one of the campuses, and this girl dresses so scant dressing, breasts pushing out and all that, and so he asked the girl to write on the board or something, and the girl felt like a bit embarrassed now standing in front of the class with the bad dress. So afterwards, the girl went to the office to apologize to the lecturer. And the lecturer, you know, was discussing how come, where are your parents, and who are your parents, and all these things. Apparently, the father is, a pastor. And so then why are you dressing this way on campus, this type of exposure and all? Like, she came with good things, but the friends she got on campus have introduced her into these things, so they take her to town and show her where to buy these things, and that's how come she's in this lifestyle.
So some of them, per our discussion with them, you know, they buy the clothes for them, and they keep them with their friends. Wow. So when they are going, they'll go with their normal things that they brought from home to school. They'll go with them, but they have places that they keep them. They have friends that they keep them, and for some of them, when they are on vacation, when they are going home, some of them even go to their friends before they even go home, especially those who have to travel. They spend nights outside campus to do whatever they want to do before they go. So this lifestyle where when they are home, they are different. When they are at church, they are different. When they are on campus, they are also different. And it will surprise you when you see some of them outside campus in the middle of the night. You will be surprised. You will never think that they are students, and yet they are students. Daytime, you see them as young people, young girls and students. But during the night, and sometimes the place that they go, when they tell you, you'll be shocked.
Wow.
You'll be shocked. So these are things that are happening in the school. And that is why, as Scripture Union, we really want to help them. By God's grace, giving us this opportunity where we can also invite matured Christians who want to be involved in missions, so that they can help us during counseling, mm-hmm. so that we can help these young ones. I'm just coming from the field. When I say field, meaning yeah. from a school. I don't want to mention the name of the school. Mm-hmm. One of the young guys, he's 16 years. Mm-hmm. 16 years. Who said that, I mean, he's been hearing voices asking mm-hmm. him to do this, to do that, to do that. And he's afraid to tell the parent. And when I had a discussion with him, I realized that the parents are people you'll be surprised to see, to hear that mm-hmm. their word is in, I mean, is going through this.
Yeah.
Now, when we had discussion, I wanted to know what could be the cause. In his school, they have a group. I mean, they have different groups.
Awesome.
That is where everybody wants to show that we, our group, we are the most powerful on campus.
Wow.
So you have different societies. So I think that Ghana Education Service, PTA, and parents should voice out to ask Ghana Education to other schools to bind all the societies in schools.
But some are secret societies.
Of course, they are. But if they have a policy to do that, they will be able to bring it down because they have control and they are so powerful that you see if you catch any of them and you want to sack the person or you want to punish the person, if you are a tutor or head of a school, if you are not fortunate, you'll be transferred or you lose your position.
That is where the problem is.
Yes.
That is where the problem is.
Because, you know, they are being initiated by people outside. People who are so powerful, who have money, who are very influential.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they are catching these people young. So that when they are no more there, they know that they have people to take over. And that is where the problem is. So where are the young people? They cannot go home. They cannot go to churches. But the only place that they can get them so young is when they go to the schools. That is why our schools are no more safe for our boys and girls. Because they are their target. It's difficult for you to call somebody walking by the roadside or in town and say that come and do this, come and join this group. No, I mean, but when they are in school and you have a well-organized
system
where you have people who are to ensure that they bring them on board, then you have opportunity to get a lot of people. Recruits, so they are targeting the schools. And that is why you are hearing today, students are doing this today, tomorrow students are doing all kinds of things. People who are into occults are going there. Yeah. People who are into drugs are also going there. People who are into prostitutions are also going there.
LGBT.
Yeah, LGBT, they are also going there. All kinds of groups, all kinds of people that society does not approve and accept, they are moving in there.
And what is the church doing?
And unfortunately, the church is not doing so much because we are interested in our denomination.
Thank you.
We are interested in our denomination, but not so much interested in the soul or the life of the young ones. Yeah. So when they go there, it's about our church, and nothing else.
I know of instances where some people are even told that as you go, don't join the SU. They are given express instruction.
They give them that instruction. Don't join Scripture Union. Don't join any other group apart from your church. And unfortunately, whether you instruct them not to or you don't instruct them, there are other groups that are winning these young ones.
Yeah,
but they come to your church. I mean, they are in your church. They go to the church, all right. They come home and they come to church, all right. But when they are on campus, their lifestyles are different. Because now they are using money to bring them. Do you even send money to them? Your church members that you are asking them not to not to join any. They are using money. Some of them also, they are using all kinds of things to also influence them to join.
Yeah.
Now back to this young one, young boy that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Now here's a young boy, 16 years. He wants to become so powerful. Why does he want to become so powerful? In his school, there's a group.
Mm-hmm.
And the leadership, when you see any of them, you have to bow and greet them. You have to prostrate to greet them. It shows how powerful they are. And this young guy also wants to become so powerful. And so he has to join them. And now, after joining them, he started hearing voices.
Mm-hmm.
Do this, do that. And he's not the only one. In fact, we've come across quite a number of young ones that most often they hear voices telling them or instructing them, go and do this, go and do that. So sometimes, some of the things that we hear, somebody has killed somebody has done this. No, it's not their making, but it's they are being directed.
Under the instruction.
Yes, by some spirit. And they won't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So it is when we go out there, that is why some of them are able to open up by the grace of God, open up to us so that they share, mm-hmm. and we help them through prayers. And it hasn't end there. After school, when they are not on campus, mm-hmm. we still try to do follow-up.
Oh, okay.
We still try to do follow-up. For instance, if the person is... Maybe if the person is Sunyane, we try to link them to Scripture Union Sunyane, so that they can do a follow-up where they have to meet the parents and see how best they can help them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do so. So your church members, the young ones, your Sunday school, your teens, your youth are not safe, because mm-hmm. there are people there who are seriously hunting for these young ones to destroy their souls.
Yeah,
to destroy their soul. So they are doing this and they are supporting their members to do that. What kind of support do you even give to your so-called church members, your teens, your this, that you are instructing them not to go to any? What are you giving to them? But these people are helping them. They are giving them money. They are giving them phones. They are giving them all kinds of things. And they are telling them that they can become so powerful. And indeed, some of them are so powerful that when they say things, tutors cannot even challenge them.
Yeah, they cause accidents and all.
They do all kinds of things. So you think that you have your small boy in school, but he's so powerful more than you. JHS is so powerful that when she says something, headmaster cannot even challenge. And the student know. There are people on campus that we know, JHS and even SHS. Yeah, they are saying that when they say things, tutors cannot. They are causing all kinds of confusion and all kinds of things. They are controlling the school. JHS, HHS, they are controlling the school. These are things that are happening. These are not just stories, but these are realities happening in our schools. So the kids also want to become so powerful that if I say this, nobody can challenge me. If I tell you a lady and I say I love you, you cannot challenge me. So they are using, and the girls are also getting it. They are also using it, that power, so that they can get big men to sleep with them and give them money.
An iPhone.
Phone.
Hey.
So these are the kind of power that our young ones are looking for.
The power didn't mean to say.
I asked him, what do you need power for? At this age, 16 years, second year. You are in SHS. What do you need power for? You said that people will respect me, and when I say something, nobody can challenge me. And I want to see myself being so powerful. These are things that today, when you go to schools, they are looking for. If you use knife, if you use gun, it will not penetrate. So that shows that I'm so powerful. These are things that they are looking for.
Wow.
I can get money,
mm-hmm.
and show off. These are things that you are looking for. So the power is about money, Your power is about showing how powerful physically they are.
Control.
They want to control.
Yeah.
Their parents, they want to control. The teachers who are teaching them. I asked this guy, did you come to school for power
or
to learn so that your future will be bright? Mm-hmm. When I see people controlling others, I feel like, and you realize that the whole place, the dormitory and the places has been demonized.
Yeah.
You understand? So that sometimes it's not like the child wants to do it, but because the atmosphere is so not so conducive.
Yeah.
So they are able to get them.
No, people are doing their burning candles and all.
In the middle of the night. So some of them, they don't sleep. In the middle of the night, they go to school park.
Go and chant.
Those who are reading books. So sometimes you meet them in the course of our counseling. We ask them to bring, books that you even don't want to open it to see what is
inside. Yeah.
So they give them all kinds of books. They give them rings. So if you're a parent and you see your child wearing ring, be very careful
and concerned.
Necklace,
mm-hmm.
necklace and rings. Some of them, they give it to you. It's very nice. Oh, then I can get you some.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, we've had cases where ladies, young girls, they were giving rings, they were giving necklaces, very nice and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they started feeling for sex.
Chai.
This is how they were introduced into.
Yeah, initiated.
Yes. So they started feeling for, and they cannot stay without.
Trouble. No, as for ring issue, I know of a case that happened where in a church, this one was at the church, and a guest preacher came and brought rings and gave rings to the woman that came to a particular women's fellowship meeting. that night, people were flying as witches.
Mm.
People were initiated into witchcraft, so now then they have to be delivered and all that. So you see, people should be careful about this. Sorry, things that you wear, I mean, on your body, just taking it without knowing. So rings, clothing, yeah. And all, it's a no-no because initiations are,
yeah, they give to them to initiate them.
Yeah,
I mean, some of them, they tell us that some Christian group came there and they gave them ring and they started seeing things. You know, some of them also want to become prophets. One of the issues that
this title prophet.
No, SHS1.
prophet what? Prophet Ten and prophet
Levit. Some of the things that they tell you is that, I mean, some of our mates can see things about people and they can tell them about so they also want to. Okay. So if you want to, then
you should pray and fast, they can get the gift.
Prayer cannot, they will tell them that prayer cannot give you this. We have a way that you can, and indeed they buy into it because they see their mates, they see their friends,
you
are doing these things. They can tell people about things that are about to happen. They can tell them this and that and that, and they hear it.
Yeah.
So they also want to become like them. So SHS1, JHS, they want to become prophets. They want to become seers. They want to tell people.
because this I heard some, they give the lotto numbers and they'll give the betting so that they'll be rich.
Yeah, it's also one of the things. I mean, they have groups that they initiate you and they say you can even lotto numbers you can tell, and they all can stake lotto and win. Some of them can give to people, some of them can stake themselves. So they have groups that give them power.
Yeah.
To tell that today, this week, lucky Sunday, lucky Monday, or whatever. I mean, you can see. And to tell you the truth, some of them, the numbers they give out, people are able to win.
Mm-hmm.
People are able to win.
They are seen.
Yes, spiritually. So. But you have to go through initiation before you can get this. Oh, and yeah. That is where they give you all kinds of things to drink. They give them things to drink. They give them things to wear. But at the end of the day, you realize that after school, they tell you that those who went into this,
yeah.
their lifestyle,
is
not the best.
Some die early.
Some of them, they are you see them, and so why at this stage so much
deception? The devil, it's sad though, you know, because I mean. I was chatting with another friend and recently, and we were mid secondary school and it's like, yes, at the time there were bad boys in school, but I mean it doesn't compare to what we are hearing in these times. No. I mean, at the time it was just, I mean, yes, you know, they are always bad boys in school. Yeah, they want to be stubborn. Yeah, everybody knows that this person is bad. But they are their stubbornness and, you know, truancy and all that they were doing, it wasn't bothered on occultism and this type of power play and gangster issues and all that. No.
Yeah, because these days, because of lack of discipline in our schools,
GES
issue. The school has now become an open field. For such things to
fester.
And you know, the other thing is that some of them also use mobile phone. They introduce to the master and they communicate, they use the phone, and they can initiate you. You don't need to even go to join the group by the phone.
Wow.
So you communicate, and then they will tell you things to recite. You see things, you sleep and begin to see things, you begin to, before you realize they are there.
I was told of this case where a boy was given a book by a teacher. In this case, it was a teacher who was an agent. And that's another aspect of this whole problem too, when you have agents as teachers.
We have teachers. We've had cases where the student told us heads of schools are part of it. School head. We have school heads, we have teachers. They introduce them to occultism, they introduce them to drugs, some introduce them to lesbianism, some of them to masturbation, some organize them. I mean, they are the agent. They organize. I mean, the agent, we are not even talking about spiritual agent, physical agent, where they organize the girls for rich people. Yes, we have teachers on campuses who are organizing their girls. They give you money. They give you this. Oh, my daughter, you take care of. They organize them for parties. They organize them for rich people. And you see, some of them are also using virgins
for sacrifices.
Some, so they try to get virgins from SHS, especially the form ones. Yes, because they know that the form ones, most of them might be virgins, so they try to organize them for those people for ritual purposes. So if your child is going to SHS, please, as a parent, mother or father, you need to really wake up and pray for that child and talk to that child. And you, when the child also goes to school, you need to monitor the child, because the child is not safe. Our institutions are no more safe. A lot of things are happening, and the heads of schools, most of them, are not aware. Teachers are not aware, because a teacher might be tired sleeping. House master might be sleeping, but the child wakes up at 1, wakes up at 12, wakes up at 2, and start doing their things. The head, what can the house master or house mistress who is sleeping do? I mean, there's nothing that they can do. So the child will go, they go to the school park, they go to other places, and then they will do what they have to do. Those who also hide in their tents and also use their phone. So apart from the spiritual things that people are going out or doing in their dormitories, people are also using their phone. It's also another means that people are also using to do all kinds of things. So they are not able to learn. They cannot concentrate.
Wow. You know, someone sent a message that, as for my school, ranks and choir. That means a lot of people
those who are using their rings, it might not be all of them, but most of them have been initiated.
They have
been initiated, and there are people who are selling that. There are people who are selling their ring or giving to them free of charge. Free of charge is not free. It's not that free.
There's
but
no
the
free
soul
lunch.
The spiritual life, the soul of that child,
that's where the issue is. It's serious, because you see, over the years, people downplay these things. Oh, you are being too spiritual when you caution that parents should be careful about these things and all. But we've reached a point where parents really need to take these discussions much, much more serious than they've previously done. Because now we are seeing the consequences of it.
Yeah.
The overflow of it is happening in the universities. The gang formations, starting from the secondary school, offshoots into the universities. And you see, I just can't imagine the next few years, the type of society we are going to have, because we are going to have people who were using occult powers to pass exams. Secondary school or BEC, some are using the BEC level and then the SS and all, they will finish, get to university. Now, when they get to the workforce, the work space, how are you going to work? Are you going to use the occult powers to work?
To work.
You know, seriously, this generation is something else.
Yeah.
We
are having a lot of cases such as the one that I just talked about, hearing voices, because they initiated them and they are afraid to tell their parent, they are afraid to tell the teachers, because they will ask you, what happened? And this is not a medical thing that have headache. So they can't tell them. And these things are haunting them, tormenting them.
Wow.
But where do they go? So it's happening. It's happening in the schools, the young ones. So they are going through, you think that they are safe, they are there. No, they are not safe. They are struggling, even more than you, the parents out there, because they cannot share with you as parent. Don't deceive yourself and say that I share my child shares everything with me, tell me everything. No, it's not everything that they tell you. It's not. I know of young ones, students, that their parents trust them so much, so, and they can tell you that whatever I tell them, they believe, but they don't know the real me.
Wow.
Some of them will tell you, they said they don't know the real me. So you think that you know, and you can be to a child and say that, yes, my child. No, that is not. For some of them, by God's grace, they are who they are. They are real. But for others, and then they are influencing those who are real, those who are not. Because they are just there to get more members. So they are working to introduce your child into this thing, so that they can get them. So they are not safe out there. Our children are not safe. JHS level, SHS level. But the issue is that because most JHS are not boarding schools,
It's not known.
But when it comes to the SHS boarding schools, so they are able to, really, because after school JHS, everybody, school closes, everybody goes home. Even with this, they are still operating. They are still using people to do that for them. But it's so common,
SHS.
So that is what is happening now.
I heard of a case. a boy, SHS. He read these books, these occult books and all that, and he started hearing voices to the point where he was just wearing singlet and boxers, and they stay along the
main road, Accra Kumasi, one of the communities. So we were just standing in front of the house, brushing the teeth, and was hearing voices. So we Accra, a bus passing, he just stopped the car, bus jumped in. He didn't know where he was going. So it was, so he got to Accra, wearing singlet and boxers. And mates, no, so that means, yeah, say, I mean, as to why you are a mate. And then got to Accra. So then that's where whatever happened, now he became conscious of himself. Oh. And so now that's, he had now somebody help him, call the mother, and a whole lot. So as for those books,
yes, we've had cases where they say that they are they will tell you that I feel for sex, I need to sleep with people, if I don't, I have to use banana, I have to use some of them even use bottles. I tell you, some of them even use bottles. And if you discuss with them to know how it happened, some of them have to do, it might not be occultic books, but some of these romantic books that they read. So as you read and the picture is coming, so as you read and you follow the story, you are there, and sometimes you feel like, so we have to ask them to bring the books, then we burn them. You have to burn some of the books. Yes, sir. So some of reading books for occultic, these occultic books they are read, and some of them have to do with romantic. For the romantic, I mean, it's not something that people are they are pushing, is just like the aquatic ones. But of course, some people introduce these books to them. But the aquatic ones are those that are really serious, because people want to, they want to have power. People want to become so powerful. People want to see things. People want to see tomorrow. So they want to read those books. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when some of them read the books, this is where it also ends them, because they begin to see things and they begin to hear voices, and they can also share with anybody. So it also becomes a challenge for them.
You know, and somebody's message makes me, I remember a case I was told of where a teacher punished a student, and the student warned the teacher, "You will see." And you know, apparently this teacher wasn't any serious Christian, just a normal churchgoer, and strain disease and all that. So eventually, it was another teacher who was spiritual, who was able to identify that no, this thing is coming from a student, and all. So the prayer and all that before they were able to. But this message from someone who is also a teacher, I mean, saying that some time back there was a boy in one of the schools that if a teacher canes him, he will start vibrating and can kill unless he urinates, and the teacher unless he urinates before, he will be okay, else there will be fireworks.
You know, they go to this some of them, they go to this malam to be physically strong, so they give them things to swallow.
Okay. You know,
some of them, they have to cut part of their bodies and insert some things so that they'll become so strong. So physically, some of them want physical strength.
So,
and you dare not challenge them. You dare not challenge them. They will beat you. You see somebody tiny, but if you say these days when you go out there and you see small boy and he said, I can beat you, don't challenge him, because you see
tiny small
boy. He'll beat you. They tell you that, I had a case where the person said that he was beaten, caned by a teacher, and he said, you will see. Now the teacher moved his car on his way going, and the car caught fire. The following day, the teacher was not well. For I think about 2 or 3 weeks, they didn't know the cause of it.
Oh, wow.
Yikes. So I think it was later that they realized that
it's from this.
This boy. So the teacher, in fact, the teacher wanted to be transferred from that. We have cases where teachers were transferred. I mean, they are for transfer.
Running away.
They have to run away.
Wow.
Because the students are now more powerful than them. So,
you know, if you run away to the under school, that one too, you may go and meet another squad. You know, see, so this is also a reason why this discipline thing is broken. The system of discipline is broken in the schools, because if you want to really protect yourself, and then you'll be do fearsome, you just pretend that you've not seen whatever is happening in the school, you just go and teach, go to your home quietly, you receive your salary. I mean, it's one of the reasons.
Yes, but those who would do it, those who are not afraid of them, would do it. Policy does not allow them to do it.
Yeah.
Those who have the capacity to challenge them, the policy does not allow them.
No, policy, so no, the policy no cry. Well,
if it does not allow you, what, are you, what are can
afraid,
you do?
Some are afraid to virtually crash.
Yes, the others who are also afraid. So if you are the teacher in a school, if you are a Christian, be a Christian.
Yeah.
If you are a Christian, be a Christian. Don't underestimate the case that you are teaching in your school.
Yeah.
JHS, SHS, for tertiary institution, we don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, don't underestimate them, because some of them are more powerful spiritually than you are. Some of them are stronger than you are. If they tell you that I'll do this to you, don't joke with it.
Yeah.
So you need not to joke. If there's any time for you to be so prayerful, this is the time.
Yeah.
As a Christian, if you're a Christian teacher, be a Christian teacher. Don't call yourself that. Don't call yourself I'm a Christian when you know that you are not. No, if you are not,
no, no, as you are standing in front of the class, the way you the balance is a teacher is lightweight.
Yeah.
When we blow you the wind, you are,
and
you are
again, not. If you're also a minister of the gospel, especially those of you who also handle the young ones in your churches, be strong in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Be really strong in the Lord, because I mean, they stand before you. Sorry, you stand before them, and they look at you as a small boy or a small girl. They don't see you as somebody who is so strong to lead them or to bring them out of the situation that they are in, because they can weigh you and know your level. So this is what is happening now, whether in church or in school. They know who they are, and they know who you are as well. So these days we don't have kids that we think that they are. No, they are not.
This. Well, for those who may want to ask a question or send a message, briefly, 0244-638-757. That's my line. 0244-638-757. I have about 12 minutes, and we'll be rounding up. You know, this issue of the times we are in, sometimes people think, oh, you are scaring us and all that. But see, it's not about scaring you. It's about knowing the truth.
Yes.
It's about knowing the truth. Because if you know the truth, then you can be wise in the midst of the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine, okay, looking at last week's discussion, this week's discussion, imagine a parent who doesn't know that any of these things are happening and is having a child in the school without any knowledge at all of all that we are saying, compared to a parent who is listening to last week and is listening to tonight's edition. The two of them, their parenting approach clearly will not be the same.
Yeah, there'll be some difference.
Their prayer will not be the same. The way they try to communicate to the child or the children will not be the same. See, so knowledge is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what is happening gives you the advantage in terms of, I mean, how to approach things, as well as in the spiritual realm as well, mm-hmm. how to operate. And that's why we are discussing these important things, because it's time parents are enlightened to know the realities on the ground. Because When you see students holding, knives and having weapons and all that, as Nats secretary was lamenting recently, that the time will come that they will need the military and all that. You see, it looked far-fetched. But if you really understand, you talk to teachers and they tell you some of the things happening, the occult groups and the powers that they wield and all that. I was told of a case where there's this boy in a school. He, in the evening, he wears black hood, like this robe type, and then covers the head, like how we see demons in movies, the way they do Nigerian movies, like this, cover the head with this black, all black, and just walks as if levitating and all. And it's like, not in the secret, it's like, that's it in the dormitory, in the night. Everybody knows he's evil, and nobody dares to talk about it, because he's created himself as a powerful person. If you cross
some
my
of
path,
them do it in the open.
Oh yes,
the open. Yeah, they do it.
You cross my path, I mean, you are in trouble. This is happening in the schools.
Yes,
it's happening in some schools. You see, so talk.
And they are there with the children in the same dormitory. The same dormitory. So it's some of them, it's not a secret. I mean, some of them is pure evil secret thing that they do. But for others, it's so open. So when those ones that are open, you know, because they show off and they demonstrate for people to know that they are powerful, then others also want to join so that they can also become so powerful. Yeah. Yes, uh-huh. No, and nobody can stop them.
So imagine you have a child in a dormitory with this person type of thing. It's either your child is spiritually strong, prayerful, word-based, I mean, pleading the blood, applying the blood, I mean, spiritually strong as a Christian, or forget it. These are the realities. You see, so I believe we'll be talking God within next week and on next week. We are going to address the issues as to what should parents do.
Yeah.
How do they approach this? Because we just can't. It's not about just throwing your hands in the air as it's a dead case. I mean, nothing can be done. Yes, I mean, it's not nothing can be done. Things can be done.
Yeah.
That's why we have the authority as believers to know what to do. But we should know first the battle that is at stake. Then now you can know how to wage the war.
Yeah.
And that's why I believe parents who are listening and will be listening after this, the recording and all that, should have a renewed mindset about the fact that parenting in 2025 is not the same as
it used to be years back.
Oh, no, 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 it's not the same. I mean, we are in a different twilight zone altogether. Parenting now is a whole issue, because already we are contending with social media, with phones, with internet, with game addiction, with gambling, with, I mean, all the many, many, many vices are contending.
Where we even have a student who also sell their sperms for money.
Huh?
They sell, SHS. Okay. They sell their sperms for money. It's happening here in Kumasi, Accra, and other places.
Sell to who and for what?
There are people who buy. So some of them, they 200. Hey. So some of them can get 600 in a day. So if your child in school does it every day,
Charlie,
there are people who buy their sperms.
This one, I've heard this, but this one is a big shock.
It's happening. It's happening. Yes, that some of them take about 2,000. Some of them take about, but for those at the SS, for the tertiary institutions, they get about 2,000, 3,000 for doing that. But for SHS, some of them sell it like 200, 500. It depends on who your agent is. They are selling their sperms for money, SHS. So a day they can do, like, somebody can go for like two or three times, so about 600 a day. So if the following day or in a week, if the person does it for three times, how much? The person who is in the school, we come across people who don't eat school the food,
the school
that,
food,
yes, I ask them, I say, I don't like the food. So they go to the school canteen, breakfast, lunch, supper, because they get the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the money. It's not the money given to them by their parents, but it's the money that they made themselves.
Mrs. Sampertune says that, please, can I say that they are not human beings? Because, as my brother said, they are there to initiate. Wow. Then he says that is why you don't have to stop praying for your children. God have mercy. It's serious. I mean, I hear things, oh, but Charlie, this last one.
it's going on in the schools. Yes, there are people who do that. The students, they go out there, sell their sperms for money.
Serious generation. You know, prayer. The type of prayer now that parents have to pray, it's not the same as years back. Oh, now we really need to, perhaps as a parent now, the greater percentage of your prayer should be about your children, because the issues at stake now at all the levels. Primary school has its mini level. We go to JHS, it's beginning, then SHS, then as we are hearing, university to another. You know, I was having a chat with
some of them. When they have their menses, they go and sell their parts.
They are now going, because I knew the baller boys. I mean,
no, scavenge these days, and all that. No, they know. They themselves sell their past for money.
When the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, I mean, so now it's not that the evil people are looking for it. They are now going.
And there are those that when they are in their menses, they go out there for the people to suck their blood. So they go out there, and that one, the money is given to you, they can give you about 2,000, they can give you about 1,000. When you are in your menses, SHS, somebody, you go out there,
this person will finish, and then okay, you'll be born again one day, you'll be saved, and then an innocent boy somewhere will go and marry this girl. And then now they are looking for children, and they are praying and praying and praying, and unless God intervenes.
These are things that they tell us. They themselves tell us. Wow. We pray for them. We help them to come. And that is why for Scripture Union, we are happy that you have given us this platform, so that those who are willing to join us to go to the schools for missions, at least they can have opportunity, because we need the numbers. We went there in, I'm coming from today.
Yeah.
You go in the morning after program, you have to be there. A lot of people counseling. Are coming, counseling. They outnumbered the number of counselors.
Yeah, counselors.
We are just few, so we need people to come and join us, so that we can help these young ones to come out of it. And the others that they may not even have time to come, but they may also they want to support Scripture Union to do more, because it also costs to go for mission.
Yeah,
you need people, missionaries. They have to be there. We have some people who are on retirement. They came in the morning, but because of their issues, they will not even eat.
Wow!
They have to be there from morning till this time. But this time, some of them are still there.
Hey,
yes, some of them are still there. Because there are issues that we need to help the young ones, because they cannot share with their parents, they cannot share with their pastors, they cannot share with any other person. By God's grace, they share with us. When they share with you, you can't just let the person go like that.
No, you need
to help the person.
Yeah.
Because some of them are really going through a lot.
Wow.
As young as they are going through a lot. But where can they go?
if God touches them
and they come, we need to help them to come out of it.
We thank God for the SU, and wow. Okay, so someone says, tomorrow will you be going, or tomorrow is not part?
We will finish tomorrow. We will have we climax it with their church service. So tomorrow we are having from 6:30 latest by 9:30, then we finish the mission. But that is not the end of it, because we also have cases after the main service. We will still be doing the counseling,
because he says he wants to join.
We will be happy. We still,
because he's been dealing with these issues.
Yes, because sometimes we leave there even on Sunday after the service. Sometimes we leave there around 8 p.m. Sometimes 6 p.m. depend on the cases. Depend on the cases. And some of the cases we also have to follow up. We have to bring in the parents. So some of the cases when they are on vacation, that's where we have time. You know, SU has a prayer team. When we go, we have prayer team, so that they will handle deliverance team.
Okay.
They will handle that. So they have to bring in their parents, because some of the issues. There's a case that he said that because of the necklace that was given to me, I became so powerful. I did this to my uncle, I did this to my this and that and that. And then when the lady was going on vacation, we referred a case to somebody in Accra to continue the prayer team there. Now when they went to the house, those people that he said, this person is sick, this person, this thing has happened to this person, when the person went there,
exactly.
So after deliverance and after praying for those people by God's grace, yes, that is where they also recovered. That's where they recovered. Oh, so
the time always running when you need him to slow down. But well, thank God we've covered a lot this evening. I thank Pastor Billy Bonsu for joining this evening. It's a shocker, but well, we thank God for what he's done this evening, and I believe a lot has happened. People have been enlightened. People will be inspired to start praying before we even start talking about it. Because if you hear these things and it doesn't spark your prayer engine, then you are spiritually dead as a parent. So this is recorded to be uploaded to spiritissues.info and then to the Telegram group. Thank you for tuning in, various listeners across the world, various parts of the world. Greetings to you all, and I believe, God willing, next week we'll be continuing. Thank you and good night.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind, no turning back, no turning back.
Can everyone sing, I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided.
Sing the cross.
The cross before me.
Yeah.
The world behind
me. The cross before me.
The world behind me.
The cross before me.
The world behind me.
No turning back. No turning back.
Though none gone with me.
Gone with me, still I will follow.
Don't let them go with me, still I will follow.
Don't let them go with me, still I will follow.
No turning back,
no turning back.
I have decided.
Well, I have decided to